We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, speaking of Election Day, we are now less than 2 weeks from the actual day of the election. I've got some friends who just insist that they're voting November 3rd. They don't want to vote in advance. Honestly, I think that's not very smart, because I wouldn't put it past anybody out there, the nefarious, especially some of the shady characters who burned Richmond, to try to cause trouble on Election Day. I hate to say that. I don't think I'm being irresponsible suggesting that that could happen. I think I'm actually shooting off flares saying Election Day could be problematic. Hopefully I'm completely wrong, but I don't think it is inappropriate to mention that that could happen. So what do you do if you're a senior or you're someone who can't drive yourself to the polls? You've got no way to vote. Maybe you're anxious about using the absentee voting where you have to put your ballot in the mail. Rich Anderson is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, and I know you all have spent a lot of time talking about your get out the vote plan. What do you say if somebody's in a retirement community at their own house and they just don't have a way to get to the polls and they're confused about what to do?
Well, good morning, John. Good morning. Good to be with you this morning.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's absolutely critical that we provide the opportunity for any and every voter to get to the polls and to cast their ballot for their candidate of choice, which we hope is going to be a Republican ballot. But we have programs through our 126 local Republican units across the state. They're the boots on the ground. They're the guys that get this done. Who are very energetic at going into places where people are mobility challenged or have concerns about the COVID-19. I won't call it a pandemic. I call it a panic. It's the COVID-19 panic, and therefore don't want to go to the polls. I haven't voted yet, but I will go to the polls because over the course of a 30-year military career, I always voted absentee, and there's something special about actually walking into a place and a poll and queuing up with everybody else is just about the most American thing you can do. But our local units are energetic in advertising to communities that are most prone to not be able to get to the polls, to provide rides and to get them there where they can cast their vote. So our units are very energetic on the ground in that regard, all across the state.
So if someone is puzzled or they're, they want to participate, but they're scared, or they don't have transportation themselves, what would your advice be to them?
Well, my advice would be most people, regardless of their circumstance, have access to the internet, and my advice would be that they get on the internet and they simply do a Google search, and they go find their local Republican unit. They simply need to type in their name of their locality, be it a county or be it a city or town. And followed by the letters GOP, and that will usually get them there. Additionally, if they're in a care facility of some kind, typically the staff there is very helpful to assist the individuals. And then if they're not on the internet, they can simply pick up the telephone and call their registrar of voters who can provide assistance. They're very supportive in making sure that everyone who wishes has a ballot in their hand and can, in fact, cast it.
Well, it's a big one, this election, and a lot on the line for both political parties. Important to think about how to get out there and vote, and not wake up on November 4th and wish you had voted. Can I ask you whether you anticipate any trouble on November 3rd? In 2016, not in Virginia, I don't think it happened in Virginia, but there were stories about leftist activists in front of polling places, silently standing there armed, presumably trying to intimidate people, maybe get them to turn around and not go in and vote. Is there any thought being put to that to make sure that doesn't happen from the right or the left? Let's be honest, after the last 4 months, anybody who accuses the right of behaving inappropriately is full of you-know-what, in my opinion. Our guys haven't been the ones out in the streets burning buildings. But, just to be fair on the radio, I'll mention it. What's happening to try to protect these polling places?
Well, in terms of protection of polling places, that obviously belongs to local law enforcement authorities. But we have Republican volunteers on the ground, not only inside the polls as poll watchers, but also outside handing out absentee ballots. They are trained to make a call for assistance if they observe any such thing as that. We have a rapid response capability at RPV headquarters, Republican Party Virginia headquarters, that will be manned by a team of attorneys who can quickly respond. But we do have people on the ground. And in the case where there is any threat of violence, then obviously local law enforcement authorities will handle that. But there are two levels of what you talk about. You talk about the leftist thugs that roam our streets these days and have destroyed literally dozens and dozens of cities across the United States. Now, I'm not going to make an allegation that they are organized teams of the Democrat Party writ large. They're not, I'm sure. But they are sympathetic to the Democrat cause, and they will do those sorts of things in the streets in order to intimidate Republican and conservative voters. What the Democrat Party is, I believe, more guilty of is in an organized fashion. They have fielded a number of legislative initiatives this session, such as no longer a requirement for a witness signature on an absentee ballot, such as an absentee ballot that shows up after Election Day and doesn't have a postmark affixed to it, then that can be counted, and on and on and on. So what they have done is they have sowed, with these 11th hour rule changes, confusion, and that leads to voter suppression. And there's always the concern, the element of voter fraud. And, of course, we hear the left and say that it doesn't exist on a significant scale, but it's hard to open the newspaper today and not read where somewhere this has happened in Virginia or around our country.
Yeah,
so we're ready.
I mean, that whole argument has to be completely discontinued now, because we've seen post boxes out in the West End that have been robbed. Now, was it motivated by trying to get ballots? It seems weird that it would happen now. And I asked the postal inspector spokesperson on the air, is this the kind of thing that happens all the time? We just don't pay attention to it until Election Day. And if I think I'm stating it correctly, they were like, no, actually, it doesn't happen very often. We don't see our post boxes robbed very often. So that, I don't think it's unfair to ask the question whether it's motivated by the effort to steal ballots or not. Hopefully we'll find out if there were ballots in the mail, and the people will check and see if their ballots were delivered.
Right,
but
right.
When you create a situation where your focus is on ease of voting rather than security of voting, you create a possibility where there's a much more possibility for cheating. And I don't think that helps anybody, Republican or Democrat. Rich Anderson is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, John. Have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.